I'm an addict named Richie.
Hi, Richie.
And I'd like to thank Chesapeake Potomac Region for the second invite. 5 years ago, I came to your convention. I was your opening night speaker. We are a vision of hope, right? And it seems like having to come back 5 years later, there's a whole lot more people that, tonight than there was that night. And there was a lot of people that night, you know. So obviously it's ingrained and it's happening here, you know, Narcotics Anonymous. I'd like to thank God, my greatest source of strength and courage, for everything that has happened to me to bring me to this point in my life. You know, it was a long, hard road, but I stay clean, and I do what I need to do to approach life. I'd like to thank the committee also for the gracious invitation, which I said, and Frank, who has been nothing short of the best, you know, calling my house, and Scott, and a few other people that had you know, because a lot of times, you know, voices on the end of the phone. I mean, I know Frank, but most of the time when the phone rings, it's just a voice, you know, and most of the time it's a kind voice. Not all the time, but most of the time. It gave me a topic. I gotta get real honest with you, man. I tried to change this topic, right? I tried to change the topic. And the only reason why I tried to, I was gonna say, look, I don't live like that, man. I ain't living like that no more, you know, and that's the God's honest truth, you know, sharing clean and then living dirty, or living dirty, right? Is it or living dirty? I don't even know what it is. And living dirty, and? Okay. But the God's honest truth, I'm not living like that, you know, but I got something for it, because I got a whole lot of reference points and a lot of experience in that area. Man, sharing is probably the most important tool in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm not talking about talking to people. You know, we're all speaking. See, there's a difference between speaking and carrying a message. If you want to be a speaker, God only knows what you're saying. But if you're carrying a message, now you're sharing something. See? Sharing is a two-way street. Sharing is like I'm sharing with you, and you're sharing something with me. We're getting both. You know, two people are walking out of this conversation with something. See, that's how that goes. So you know, a lot of times I refer to the book a whole lot because, you know, I believe that the literature is the program. I don't try to impress nobody by bringing my book up here and thinking that I know more than anybody else. I bring my book up here because I know less than everybody else. See, and a lot of times, you know, the book and the program never lied to me. You did on various occasions. See, so, you know, when I look at this and I align up my experiences, the book always told the truth. Always told the truth, you know. It says that we don't have to be clean when we get here. Right? But after the first meeting, we suggest that newcomers keep coming back and come back clean. They don't tell a whole lot of people what to do around here. You know, if you look up suggestions in the dictionary, it means subtle commands. There's a lot of things that you must do to stay clean. See? And one of the things is that you need to be honest. Honesty is the antidote. See? This disease that we got, right? It says it in our basic text. Hold on now. It says that here, we suffer from a disease that expresses itself in ways that are antisocial and that makes detection, diagnosis, and treatment difficult. We're a hard case. Right? We're a hard case. A hard case. But then again, if you go in a recovery and relapse, it says, unless the illusions that we can continue to use or stop using on our own are shattered, we we most certainly sign our own death warrant. You know what it is to sign your own death warrant? I'm talking about desperation. Desperation, your last one. Maybe the one that you, the one before you got here. Right? The one that maybe like you just walked off the stroll. The one that you try to get in the shower and you took a shower but you couldn't wash the internal harm. You know, the internal scars. The stuff that's going to take a long time for the healing. Sometimes there's no reconciliation with some of the things that we've done. Sometimes the only reconciliation is that you can get to a place in your recovery and say what you need to say and walk away. You're the only one free out of the situation. Some people just don't accept that stuff. We're talking about that when you come in here, when you're misinformed, you're dangerous. I'm talking about sharing clean. You got to listen, you can't speak on freedom if you're not free. Huh? Right? By sharing the experience of our recovery with the newcomers, we help ourselves stay clean. Sharing is risky at times, but by becoming vulnerable, we are able to grow. We're talking about, you gotta get, listen, you can't just come in this camp and start speaking like an honest piece. We don't come in here brimming with honesty and all that stuff. It says that in the book. We gotta take some steps. We gotta take some preparation, right? There's a spiritual preparation that takes place in here. And it all begins with the serenity prayer. Praying for the addict who didn't get here yet. That's how you got here. How do you feel? Listen, we don't have it like that to conjure up some thinking. And, you know, it's arrogant to say, my best thinking got me here. Right? My best thinking takes me to 116th and Lennox. My best thinking takes me to Brooklyn House of Detention. My best thinking puts me on a methadone program. My best thinking don't take me to Chesapeake Potomac Regional Convention. It don't bring me here. You're the last people I want to see. Huh? You don't have a license to use. I'm talking about your own debt warrant, taking yourself to the electric chair. It's a hard place to be when you're incarcerated in your clean time and you didn't go to the penitentiary. You heard that, clean time. I'm not talking about when you were using, walking the yard, being locked up on a lockout. I'm talking about you in your house on a lockout. Right? Being in a relationship that, you know what? You don't want to be there, but you stay there for the sake of whatever your sick need may be. Because you got some low self-esteem. Huh? Have your low self-esteem lock and load you into a fixed idea. You know, till something better comes along. But the grass always looks greener on the other side, right? It's always the same situation with a different face. Right? This is a place that you can't chain yourself up with gold, right? You can't clothe up, man, you know, wear some $300 alligator shoes and think you're going to fix the problem. You know, the next lady that looks right, but got like 2 days clean, right? Or the man. Your woman ain't exempt. There's no exemptions in Narcotics Anonymous, right? I'm talking about being locked up and incarcerated in a self-made prison. And you got the key in your back pocket and don't know how to get out. Got the message and don't even know what to do with it. See? Like that, a self-incarceration, right? That's a hard place to be. That you walk, listen, you got a good job. You got everything happening for you. Everything's clicking, right? All cylinders are clicking. And you walk in your house and it's like you just stepped into the dope house. Right? Because what? Sharing clean but living ain't living right. The greatest message that can be carried in Narcotics Anonymous is that you're living right. Want to get good revenge? Live right. Right? Get good revenge on somebody. Just do some living. Listen, I'm a single parent raising my two kids. Right? My boy is 10. My girl will be 12 years old next Saturday, right? Ashley and Christian, who I'm very much in love with. I'm in love with my kids. I'm a single dad. Ain't no significant other. Ain't nobody living in there doing none of that. I got mom downstairs. She's 76. And some family across the street. And you know what? The proudest in the... Listen, I got full custody of my kids. We're talking about, like, if I ain't living right, I'm a bad example in a household. Huh? If I ain't doing the right thing, they ain't got a shot. There ain't no alcohol in my house. because nobody comes over that drinks. I don't play with the disease. This is a disease that's deadly in nature. Fatal, cunning. You know what? Where there's recovery, right? The recovery piece is about trying to do the right thing for the right reasons. I'm responsible to the way I live today. I get up early, I go to work, I do what I have to do, I come home, and I try to do the best I could with what I got. I don't sit around blaming my parents no more. I don't sit around with it. Listen, after a while when you, listen, you got to start acting like you're clean time after a while. Right? You got to, so you can't be acting like a newcomer status when you got 5 years. And you can't act like a newcomer if you've been coming around since 82 and you got 5 days. You ain't new. It's about going to work. Right? I'm talking about like you got to do some things in here to get this. Listen, clean time, quality, right? And quantity is a good thing. Right? We're talking about like that. I'm talking about that God has never reneged at his responsibility at taking care of me. The day I walked into NA and recognized I had a higher power. This is where my recovery lies these days. I work for somebody who's much bigger than this. I'm talking about being obedient and being a servant to your life. You can hide around 20, listen man, service commitments ain't gonna keep you clean. If you come to the table stepless, you come with disease. Right? Right, I'm talking about coming to, you gotta go to step work to come to the table to serve in here. If you ain't serving that, you're serving your disease. Right? I wonder how many people these days, this morning that woke up and had a negotiation going on with their disease. You can't negotiate with this. This will always win. This will always take you out. The disease will disguise, listen, the longer you stay clean, check this out. The longer you stay clean, right? The disease finds different masks and different situations because when it happens, it gets used to the old ones, right? See, like, oh, I know what's coming, oh, I know what's coming, and all of a sudden, something else walks up on you, right? See, and then you don't know, and you're unsure. Are you in a place, are you armed with the reality to deal with the situation at hand? Are you spiritually prepared? Do you have a God in your life? Are you counting on God? Are you God-reliant and God-sufficient? Huh? Because if you're not, then there's no sufficient message. We're talking about a sufficient message of recovery. You can't change what's already written. It ain't about Richie Anonymous. You know, at one time my daughter was like that. I try to do some stuff, you know. Sometimes once in a while, like my friend Thomas says, every once in a while, you get a great idea. Right? You get a great idea. He said, we can no longer avoid the truth. We have found that we cannot recover without the ability to be honest. It says that in the first step. I'm talking about honest sharing. I got to go in the room and expose myself for who and what I am. And in the sponsorship pamphlet says that some things are not for the room. That you got to share with your sponsor. I got a sponsor who I share with. I let one man know the whole man. See? You can't, listen, I always try to recreate the creation. I try to always be something other than God intended me to be. Always tried to do that. You can't step in the way of the plan that has already been put in place. I'm talking about being in a desperate state. Can you identify? Listen, I'm not desperate like with a day or two clean. Desperation. Do you know what desperation is? Desperation, like you're in a candlelit room, right? With a bunch of people you don't even know who they are. In these places, there was always a window, right? And when somebody would go out, you go in their pocket and then put them out the window. One of those joints. One of those places that, you know what, you came to a small flicker of some kind of reality to say, how did I get here? What took place in my life to put me in a place like this? And then all of a sudden, this, from the bottom of your gut, all the way down, you got this help thing going on. Like, you just can't say help. You don't, because ain't nobody in there listening to this. We're talking about, like, only one thing is going to hear this. Right? We're talking about, oh, God, help me. Right? And then you get to Narcotics Anonymous, and you can't reconnect with the same God that took you out of the dope house. Huh? We're talking about that God that took you from there to here. That's why you're here tonight. What do you think how you get in a place like this? We can't think of something like this. We ain't that smart. Right? You gotta get stupid to get clean. Right? Hold on now. To choose to bypass it would leave us with only a heightened awareness of our character defects. Check this out. And no hope for relief from those shortcomings. The resulting pain may be unbearable. You know what it is to be in unbearable pain. In a fetal position, being clean. Right? We're talking about, hey, look, 1987, I got married. My wife left me with the children. I wasn't thinking about shooting heroin. I was looking for a pistol to take myself out. I came home from a convention from the Catskills, got home that Sunday morning. I just finished hearing, I did the banquet, and Fran O was the Sunday morning speaker, right? And I got home and with my bags and looked at the top of the stairs to see her bags. And I said, where are you going? She says, I'm leaving. I said, where are you going, man? Left. And I said, wait a minute. And the kids were in the next room in diapers. You're talking about somebody that sometimes wakes up in the morning, right? I could talk about listen, man, you gotta watch out for those good sharing people who always say there ain't nothing happening. They're feeling great, right? Life on life's terms is rough, but it's rougher when it's life on God's terms. See? That's a whole nother story. Why is he talking about God all the time? Listen, man, because that's the only thing that made sense to me after I came out of the dilemma that I was in. I can remember having 60 days being in Stop the Drugs and Live in Brooklyn, right? And two guys were in there and they said, why don't you ask God for help? I said, I'm not feeling this. You need to ask God for help. And I says, and then when the pain got great enough, I'm talking about, listen, you ain't hit a bottom till you hit one clean. Hit one clean. Then show me your clean, show me your foundation now. Let me see where you stand up in NA as far as your recovery is concerned. Let me see where you are now when the storm starts shaking and rattling your life. You know, oh, my girl left. You went and banged some dope. How dare you? I sat around for over almost 15 years with my hands on my, sitting on my ass, going through every struggle. Listen, the struggle's not out there. The struggle's after you get clean. We're talking about a warfare that you got to start equipping yourself with. Right? Sharing clean, living dirt. Listen, let's check it out now. You're coming. Good sharing people. In the meeting, right? Always looking fly, looking good, sitting in the meeting, right? Big piece of gold, got one eye, scoping the hunt, right? Check it out. Wait 5 minutes before the meeting's over, put your hand up. Because what you got to say is more important than went on for the hour and a half. Because you got the antidote. See? Put your hand up. Then you go home and you kick the shit out of your wife. Huh? Then you go back to your job and you're stealing. No, check it out. You got a trunk full of reefer because you're still dealing. You think you're a good dealer now because you're clean. Huh? Living foul. Right? But there's a spiritual consequence behind that. And sometimes when you don't see them no more, you don't know what happened to them. But you can guess what happened to them. See? We're talking about coming in the room and putting your hand up and saying, talking honest. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm a single parent. Yeah, I got some fears. I wish I had the picket fence and all that kind of, but sometimes, I learned about relationships? Check this out, man. I learned that they run their course. And sometimes, it's over. And sometimes, you're the last one to find out. Holding on to something that got no meaning to it no more. Right? I've been there with that. Not now, though. See, you need to take... Listen, I'm conjuring up some back stuff because the bottom line is like, that's not where I'm at today. I'm not talking about potential. Potential is something that... Hey, listen, potential's real... Listen, it's scary for people like us. When we got potential, we recreate something. Right? Try to bring it to a place where we think we might like it. And then once we start to like it, we got to get rid of it. See? And if we don't get rid of it the right way, we gotta get all kinds of excuses to get it out of our life. Because you know what? You ain't armed. Listen, if you ain't done no 6 and 7 step work, if you haven't, let's check it out. You haven't done a 4th step, and you got 6 step issues that start rising, where are you now? You're in a lot of trouble now. See? We're talking about confusion. Right? We're talking about confusion. Check this out. In this new level of surrender, we accept not only our addiction, but also the shortcomings related to our addiction. Right? Accepting our addiction was the first move in the direction of accepting ourselves. Admitting something. Getting my hand up. Honest sharing, man, right? I can remember, look, man, it ain't about, listen, the newcomer, God takes care of the newcomer. Don't worry about the newcomer. It's the people that got time. It's the people with this, because the newcomer don't know what's up ahead. He don't know nothing. He just coming here, dancing. Let's go to the dance, They don't know nothing. Wait, you just wait. You stick around a little bit and see what happens to you. Right? You know, the answers are on the way. God knows before you get to prayer. Check it out, man. You can go to prayer. You go to prayer, but do you believe in what you're praying for? Huh? And listen to this. You gotta watch what you're praying for. I'm talking about unselfish prayer. Not about praying for me. I need a job. I need a car. I need a life. I need not what I need. I got everything I need. Dang it. I got everything. It's not even about praying for my kids. My kids get, as long as, listen to this, as long as I'm in the light and doing the right thing, they're well taken care of. Right? I gotta pray for people around me. This is all about spiritual reward. Preparation. Are you prepared? See, there's a time that comes. You know, everybody's got a storm coming. Don't think you're exempt. Everybody has one coming. But are you going to be able to rock with it? I remember adoptee used to talk about, Doreen, you rock with the storm. I remember at 60 days, I went to Washington, D.C., the World Convention, right? And adoptee was a Sunday morning speaker. That was the first time I heard adoptee. And we met and we became somewhat friendly after that. And she was sharing about how about weathering the storm, faith in the midst of the storm. You know, could you listen, do you got enough people around you, right, who have your best interest at hand? I'm not talking about people that are looking for some other things, who got a different agenda, right? See, what you get with God and with the 12 steps and stand in the middle of Narcotics Anonymous, you don't let everybody in. Now, wait, don't take that wrong now. Don't take it wrong, because you want to know something? You got to be somewhat in a place to come in my house. I just don't let it, there's an inventory to be taken. Too many times I had the disease disguise people with a familiar face come in my space to try to take me out. Huh? We're talking like that. The disease will use anybody that's got their hand up. Anybody that's in half in and half out. See? Are you in a place in your recovery to determine who that's going to be? Are you in a place to understand that, you know what, can you recognize when you're in a dangerous situation? Huh? Can you get in a place where you don't have to create a crisis? Huh? I'm talking about, can you get in a place where you don't have to lock yourself up no more? See? Can you get to a place where you can just really, really believe in that you can say no? Huh? Or you paint yourself up in a corner that maybe you can't get out clean. Conjuring up all kinds of stuff. Sharing clean and living dirty. Living dirty, man. Are you still walking in the porno house? Huh? Are you still looking for some, like, listen to this. Are you still looking for some affection in the wrong places? See? Are you just looking to get touched? Huh? You know what else? I know there's somebody, there's some guy in here going. Hey, check it out. This is in his head. I ain't gonna get up now. See me leave. I'll wait till he's finished. Walk with the crowd, you know. You know, you want to walk, you want to run with the wolves, you got to pee with the wolves. Right? That's how that goes. I'm talking about putting yourself in a free place. Freedom of choice. You know, like creating good situations. You know, I walked my son the other day. We were walking, right? My son started playing football last year. He's 10 years old. Check this out. He's 10 years old. Right? And I put him in a league. He wanted to play football. He's good. He's real good. And that's just, I'm not trying to say stuff because it's my kid, because everybody wants to make their kid the best. He's good. He's good at what he does. And he's got the ability to learn, and I'm bringing him in a direction to build some stamina and some self-esteem. See? I don't call him stupid. I don't sit him at the table and tell him, like, you got to eat all your food or you don't get off the table. I don't tell him none of that. I don't tell him none of that stuff. I do everything in some kind of Narcotics Anonymous, honest sharing kind of way. See? I'll get on my knees and look him in the eye and talk to him. Because my daughter's doing some stuff in school, but he was falling off a little bit. He was falling off a little bit. And everybody know, most of the people know the story. Me doing the thing with the kids. I've been sharing this, man. It's been a saga everywhere I go. You know, and I don't like sharing about old stuff. You know, get an old tape. Because I ain't about that, man. I ain't got no canned message. I try to share where I'm at and where I'm living. How I'm living. See, and here's the deal, man. It was like, We're walking now, right? Because every night we go out and we do the ball thing, right? And he's like, he's getting in shape, getting ready, right? Because in June, he's going to Hofstra University to be assessed for positions and stuff. He's going to be at an 8-day sleepaway camp over there, all right? And, you know, he's like real good at what he does, and he wants to, like, perfect this, see? And we're walking, and he says, you know what, Dad? Man, I said, what's up, Christian? He says, Dad, I'm going to have my own football card. I says, what do you mean, football? What do you mean by it? He said, with my picture on it. I says, really? He says, oh, yeah. Hey, I says, what makes you think? He says, because I'm going to be the best there is. You think they'll draft me to be a cowboy? I says, listen to this. You follow your dream. Listen, nobody ever told me that. I got shoes thrown at me, not balls. My mother was an excellent slipper thrower. Expert, you know, she knew the angles in the house. Shoom, they come around, man, bang, hit me, you know, like that. You know, we ain't playing that in my house no more. I broke the chain, right? We're talking about living right, right? Oh, man, it's a whole lot of things, man. It's a whole lot of things. It says in here, even long periods of abstinence do not guarantee us continued freedom, huh? Right? From the pain and the trouble that addiction can bring. The symptoms of our disease can always return. Well, tell me you did one step. One step. Check it out. My sponsor told me to do a step a year. Well, you need to get another sponsor. You got to wait 12 years to recover. Don't make no major changes in the first year. Well, I live in a refrigerator box under the Williamsburg Bridge. Right, Vinny? Right? I live in a box under the bridge. Man, I gotta stay there for a whole year. That's how silly some of this shit sounds. Right? Don't get in a relationship. Don't get in a relationship. Oh God, don't get in a relationship. Guy's happily married with four kids. Or better yet, right? Somebody telling you not to have one that don't have one. Huh? What are you talking about? Talking about honest sharing, living dirty. That's the same thing. When you come up in this camp, listen, good recovery demands observation. You gotta watch, listen, don't listen to what they say, watch them. Huh? You can hear a whole lot of stuff in here. Watch how they're walking. Yeah? You know, I see people come out of here and do all kinds of crazy things. Listen, just like the addict who gets here. You know, listen, this is a program designed for people who just walk out of a nightmare. Right? What nightmare did you just... You don't know where that person just came from. You don't know what they just did or where they just came or... Who knows? Maybe they just could have just whacked somebody outside the car and just came in here sitting down, putting their hand up, talking steps. Right? Stepologist. And let me tell you about step three. Right? With a pistol on their hip. Right? In the nape of their back. Huh? We're talking like that. Or half a bag of Doogee in your pocket. But you know what? You just keep it there because it keeps it green. Right? You ain't going to use it. Of course not. See? Or sit at the bar and have seltzers. Right? You know, because you think you're bigger than the disease. See what I'm saying? We we have found a solution to our hopelessness. If you hang out with hopeless people, you got no hope. Huh? That's how that works. If you hang out with people who got no faith, more than likely, you got no faith. We're talking about, like, you know what? Like sometimes, like, you'll be in a car. Listen, I can't stand that guy. I can't stand him. But that's the very guy who's in the car in front of you in a major rainstorm. And you got to follow his taillight to get where you got to go. Huh? See what I'm saying? We're talking about, like, it's got to be unified in here. Living foul. How foul are you living? You don't need to do... You don't have to bite your lip no more. You don't have to come in here and, you know, think you got all the answers, because ain't nobody got no answers in here. I'm talking about sharing clean and living clean. Right? We're talking about praying in my house. Embracing. You embraced me when I got... What? Hey, look, man. I got here. Hey, listen. In a flicker. We're talking about being desperate. Desperate. Desperate, man. Desperate. No money no more. You're looking at, you know, the high cost of low living. I'm not talking about a string of mules and all. I got no great outrageous story. You know, some of the people that want to come in here and build upon somebody else's story. Share them what they're sharing. You know? Meanwhile, you didn't even do half the stuff you're saying you're doing. Just to make yourself... Listen, you don't have to do that in here to feel a part of this. We're talking about, there's no need for some negative stuff. I'm talking about getting attainable goals. Reaching, right? Not being attracted to something that totally can't give you what you really need. Are you in a place to recognize that? See? I'm talking about, like, you know what? I ask God every day for the courage to confront my situations. See? I got a decent job. They saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, right? And they promoted me. They promoted me to a nice position, right? I asked God, listen, you know what? I can't handle some of the things. God don't give me more than I can't handle. I'm talking about a glorious and gracious God. A God that took you out of the most desperate state. I'm talking about a God that only utilizes the bottom of the barrel to carry the message. You can't have it going on getting in a joint like this. We're talking about you scraped your knees and hurt yourself and caught some arm, burnt some bridges, did some things, man, that you just didn't, you know, had some kids along the way that you don't even know where they are. All kinds of stuff. Getting, you know, rape issues and having incest, and you slept with your mother or your brother or whatever it may have been. And that same God taking you from that desperate state, right? Desperate state, and bringing you to Narcotics Anonymous and giving you a new lease on life. We have learned to value the respect of others. We are pleased when people depend on us for the first time in our lives. We may be asked to serve. Check it out. I'm not talking about serving the committee or the convention, your home group, the coffee maker, serve the H&I. Serve in positions of responsibility in community organizations outside NA. That says it right here, man. Right here. More would be revealed in the basic text. But talking about, like, you know what? You get what you're going to get in here, and when you walk, it displays exactly the power of attraction. See? Walking like you go and you participate in your children's education. Huh? You go to the school. Unlike my ex-wife. My ex-wife wasn't listening. God said, I said, why me? Why me? Why did I have to wake up? Why am I given this task to raise these kids? Because God said, listen, man, listen, because you're equipped. Huh? You're equipped. You're equipped. She's not equipped. But listen to this. You pray for her. You pray for her, and you don't use her, right, as a defense mechanism or a pawn against these kids. You keep walking my way. You walk with me. You walk with me. You serve with me. See? And listen to this. Every time that I ever went that way, it always turned out okay. Every time I went to prayer and I said, God, I can't take it no more. He took the pressure off. The pressure was off. And sometimes I want to go beyond my means. I want to, like, hope for some stuff that maybe, like, you know what? That just, listen, I'm not ready to take on right now. He gave me the position with the job because he says, you're equipped. You got these children now. You're equipped. In my time, not your time. See? In my time, not your time. Because my time, listen, I still want to step up, I still want to architect the end of the day. I want to know, I want to know a whole lot of stuff. God said, no, you have some faith. You work your third step, Rich. You work your third step. You keep going to the meetings and raise your hand and share how you're living. And if you quit, listen, there's no guarantee on the insurance plan here. It's a 24-hour insurance plan. If you close your eyes and wake up, you got to renew the contract. Huh? Right? It's a contract. You got to sign up again. You got to sign up, man. Listen, you got to sign up and be a member. Huh? Right? You got to sign up and be a member. I said, is it in the third step? Hold on now. In the third step. Where is it? Hold on. I know it's here. I'm a little excited. I'm enthusiastic about this. Somebody may look at me and think I'm crazy. But you want to know something? I'm crazy. But I'm clean. Check this out. So long as we have a desire to stop using, we are free to make the decision to join NA. Right? Then once we've made that decision, we need to follow it with a commitment to the principles of NA. You can't just walk around just a member. Well, I'm a member because I say I'm a member. Oh, really? Okay, well, what have you done to serve your recovery today? What have you done to serve your God? Well, God. You know what? Then we need some work now. We need some work. We need some work. See? I'm talking about this is a briefing. We come to these arenas and these places, these forums, every now and then for the briefing. This is a briefing. Listen, you are chosen. You are picked and chosen from your desperation. You have no idea. Some of you know. Some of you may not know. Some of you listen to this. You don't know your obligation. You don't know the commitment that you got at hand. You got a task that's urgent. You got a task that's urgent. See? We're talking about that you got to do some work to be sufficient in carrying this message in all areas of your life. Be the mother and the father that you're supposed to be. Be the son or the daughter that you're supposed to be. See? Be the family member. Be the friend. Be the friend that you're supposed to be, right? Be the servant. This is far greater than coming to an NA meeting. We congregate like this to display and to hear the sufficient message, right? To get the briefing. Maybe you weren't given your task yet. You weren't given the mission. You want to get your mission. Could you carry it out, right? We pray only for the knowledge of God's will, right? Everybody wants it. Yeah. Knowledge of God's will. But check it out. The second half of that says, do you got the power to carry it out? Huh? Can you go and do what you just asked for? Right? If I'm giving this here and I'm telling you, listen, you got to walk in a certain position. Are you spiritually prepared? Do you have a spiritual posture? Huh? We're talking about a belief. And, listen, with you, not a discount of belief, even if you got a small belief. Better than no belief. Don't tell me it ain't about a God program. And go in the intensive care unit in any one of the hospitals down in Maryland, ain't nobody shouting doorknob and trees. Don't even sound right. Imagine being on your last breath. Doorknob! For the people that, this is my high power, anything. No, we're talking about love and care and understanding, has a sense of humor, looks out for you, answers every prayer is answered. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's wait. Sometimes okay. Can you have the acceptance for that, right? We're talking about we have the opportunity to do things that institutions don't do. There's nothing more powerful than the ultimate weapon, the recovering addict. We're talking about the most prestigious title in the world is the heavyweight. Listen, man, the heavyweight works out, man. He don't just walk in the ring. Your Minnesota Vikings, man, they got Chris Carter. You think Chris Carter just gets out there, he all weekend he lays up, man, drinks a few beers, and then goes out on the field to play? You're talking about a disease that sits in a room, right, and it never sleeps. And it thinks in conscious ways of taking you somewhere where you don't have the, where you least expect it. We're talking about like a team, man, that's got to work on films, and they look at the other team, and they know. And Chris is always in the locker room. I could just hear it, you know, because he's so confident in his belief, right? He says, give me, they're down, man, 23 seconds. Right, they need one more score. Who's getting the ball? Give it to me. Give me the ball. Are you one of them? Are you one of them that could jump up and, listen, I tell my kids, you need to be the champion in your life. Huh? You need to be the champion in your life. See? I'm talking about like, I work real hard to affect their change. Huh? I work real hard in my house to affect the way they need to move on and live. See? It's as good as it's going to get. If I'm in there ranking and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, more than likely they're going to start ranking and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Come in there and I try to come in with a spiritual posture, right? We're talking about being given, right? Being given the blessing, huh? I'm talking about cultivating the awakening. Talking about, listen, having had a spiritual awakening. Having had. Don't talk about the spiritual awakening in the first step. It talks about like you got to get in here. You got to put your feet in. You got to do some honest sharing. You got to get rid of the foul living. Listen, we didn't come here to be perfect, man. And I'm a far cry from being perfect. I don't want to be perfect, you know. But I eliminated a whole lot of things in my life that caused me a whole lot of pain. Hear what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, listen. When you get to a place where you know that you pick pain, right? I'm not talking about pain. I choose pain, right? I want to choose this because I know it's going to be painful. See? Have we ever asked somebody for a fatal heart attack? It says that in the second step. That's how crazy we are. We begin to live life, right? The pain of living life. It says the pain of living life without the use of drugs. Huh? What's on that? What do you mean the pain? You mean some pain? You got some pain, man. It don't, listen, is the pain the same? That's the question. Is it the same thing over and over? Or you walk into the same situation and expect that it's going to be different this time? Huh? You don't hear somebody telling you something. Somebody giving you the direction to go this way instead of this way. But you keep just going this way. See? Like that. You don't got to do that no more. I'm talking about stepping into a free circle. See, when you're one with God, he can't not listen to this, man. Listen, you can't get with this belief and create for yourself, right, an understanding of a God of your understanding unless you get with the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. See? I'm not talking about religious zeal now. I'm not talking about your place of worship. You know, we all got that. Listen, whatever God's in my name, the name of my God ain't got no business up here. You know, how I do things ain't got no business up here. Just get one. See? That's where it's at. It's just about like, hey, you know what? I'm tired. I got tired. I got tired of being in the vicious cycle. I got tired of walking the wheel. You see that movie? What was that movie, man, where that guy got busted with all that hash? Midnight Express. Remember when he got busted, they were walking that thing? Right? And then all of a sudden he turned around one day and went the other way. They all got freaked. Oh, don't walk the other way. You're walking. I got tired of walking the wheel, man. I turned around and went the other way. I'm not talking about going back to familiar pain, knowing what you're going to get because you always got it that way. I'm talking about taking some risk and going into some new adventures. See? God forbid I try to go somewhere new and get something new. You know, I'd rather go back to the old pain. I know. Listen, man, I'm a worthless piece of shit. Disease discounts me, tells me I ain't worth nothing, I'm never going to be nothing. You're nothing, man. You know what? Don't you even try to go for that job. Don't you tell you, can you? How could you be a power example to your kids? How could you dope shoot a stinking, no good, lousy son of a bitch? Huh? See? Well, you know what? It ain't like that no more. You can't have your disease dictate to you your every move every day. Huh? You can't have your disease telling you, no, 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 fuck you. Right? Don't be telling me where I gotta go. Go sit down. See? Always waiting. And you know what it does? It sits down, but it don't go to sleep. My home group is Tuesday night. It's the Star Group. The Star Group is Start Talking About Recovery Group of Narcotics Anonymous. I had the ultimate weapon. The ultimate weapon closed down. I was sharing that for a while, but you know what? We didn't get the attendance or whatever it is. It shut down. Why? Because people did not want to come and support what got them clean. That's the bottom line. Listen, I gotta do, you know, my dear friend Tony D, we came up here together with John and Tony, and like, you know, here's the hit, man. You know, we walked in this place yesterday, and it was very, 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 the spirit, man, when you cultivate the spirit, this is what it's about. Listen, you can't never claim that your spirit's dead, or you wouldn't be in the chair right now. You'd be dead. That's exactly what you'd be. We're talking about a spirit that's alive and well. A spirit that needs to be enriched and you know, it needs to be encompassed and embraced, right? With a loving God and with a special tone, with a special move and place in your life. A spirit that, you know what, when you meet somebody, you just know you like them. Not talking about that dead spirit. That spirit that when you didn't know somebody, you didn't like them. I'm talking about, like, you know what, just trying to walk the same way. You got to respect everybody in here. Everybody in here is trying to do the same thing. They're all trying to stay clean. See? That's all that is. See? At Chesapeake Potomac region, right? When we come up here and we see the masses, the numbers that God put under this facility's roof, you see, this is only something that God can put together. Right? That's the only thing, that's the only way. That can't happen no other way. It talks, hey look man, it says in the beginning of the book, right? It talks about God grant us the service prayer, right? Frankie, the service prayer for the people that are in service. It's right in front of the book, man. Right in front of the book. All books got an introduction, right? It says introduction. God grant us the knowledge that we may write according to your divine precepts. Check this out, man. Instill in us a sense of your purpose. Right? Make us servants of your will and grant us a bond of selflessness that this may truly be your work, not ours, in order that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. Now check it out. When they wrote this, right, the people that wrote this, they prayed. This was an intervention. Now check it out. This is for the purpose. Here. Tangible evidence. Right? Tangible evidence. Now, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. All right, now listen to this. Five basic texts, first of all, right? Read the introduction, then go to Webster. And Webster talks about divinity. And divinity, the quality or state of being divine, a divine being of God. Check it out. Divine, of relating to or proceeding directly from God. See? Precept. Instruct. Command or principle intended as a general rule of action. We are teachers and instructors. You can't instruct or teach if you don't know what you're instructing or teaching from. See? Yeah, it's true with the fact that one guy with 2 days can tell a guy with 1 day. That's great. But that's just being clean. Are you clean? And in recovery, or are you just clean? See? Because listen to this. If you ain't in the steps, you ain't in recovery. I want to step out, right? So people go, ooh, 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 and all that kind of stuff. You invited me. God searches for the one who's got the most faith. God searches for the one in Narcotics Anonymous who's walking in the right direction. One has to walk in the right direction to take the one that's walking in the opposite direction. That's the we part of this program. See? both things. You come here, just like I said in the beginning when I read. When you come here, you come back clean. If you're still using, keep coming back. Keep coming back. No one in here can gauge somebody's willingness to want to stay clean on the amount of relapses that they had. All of a sudden, we become professors in the field, right? We become professors in the field, and we want to start telling people about, we want to be like addiction experts and all that kind of stuff. But wait a minute now. I want to read one more thing, and I want to shut up. Because this is real important. In discussing the sixth tradition, we consider the sufficiency of our message. Narcotics Anonymous groups need not rely on outside enterprise. Right? Listen to this. Tradition 8 reminds us that our members need no professional credentials to be effective in carrying the NA message. Hold on. We have no certified NA counselors. Our varied experiences in recovery from drug addiction are all the credentials that you need. We're talking about your personal experience is your credential. That's why it's more effective one addict helping another addict is without parallel. That's why when you walk in a room and I listen, and you don't have to listen, I look at your faces and I just know where you came from. I know the pain. I know. So listen, the common denominator in a place like this is pain. Don't matter how much pain or how long you use or what you use, you didn't have to shoot, don't smoke, no matter what you did, by grace of God, by God's grace, listen, grace, unmerited favor. You didn't earn that. That was given to you. That was given to you in that dope house. No matter how long back you were, sitting in that, blowing on your last stem, shooting one more piece of dope in your arm, one more piece, one more something, one more whatever the fuck it was that got you here. Right? We're talking about you are on your road to be credentialed, to come to a place like this to carry this message. And this message is special. This message ain't like the other messages. Right? And it's not like this 212-step programs. We're the only one that deals with the core of disease of addiction. We're not talking about symptoms. I ain't got a heroin problem. See? I don't have that. I ain't got a crack problem, or a reefer problem, or a drinking problem. I got a problem. Far more deeper than the... goes far deeper, where no man has gone before. Right? Undetectable, right? Can't get treated. Makes it very difficult. Very difficult. See? Born in your ways. Walk one way. Learn. You know what? If nothing changes, nothing changes. Right? We're talking about change is a necessity. Hey, everything changes, man. The only thing that hasn't changed is my clean date and my phone number. Right? My phone number's the same from the day I got clean, and my clean date's June 5th, 1985. June 5th of this year, I'm 15 years clean in Narcotics Anonymous. Check it out. It don't have to impress you, but it impresses the fuck out of me every day I wake up. Huh? We're talking about, hey, that's mine. I earned that. You know, I earned that, man. I come in the room and sit down. Newcomer got to find his own chair. I had to find my chair. Get your chair, you embrace your chair. You hold on to your chair. You love that chair. We're talking about membership clubs in the world that cost millions of dollars. Polo clubs, all kinds of places, right? Go join a million. And we're talking about the membership that's the highest paid membership in the world. It almost costs you your life. Huh? We're talking about you put your life on the line. Huh? We're talking about you put your life on the line. Listen, you ain't got to stare no more. You ain't got to stare. If you, listen, don't deal with your past, you got no future. Huh? If you can't take up on what happened already and start moving ahead, right? Moving ahead, man. Say, no, don't stand. Listen, if somebody says, listen, you got some difficulties, don't do nothing. Don't do that. No, it's always about doing something. heavyweight stays still, he gets knocked out. You can bank on that. You got to start moving. Take a half step back, a half step forward. Just don't stay still. Keep moving. Keep changing. Right? Keep doing some things that, you know what? You take a risk. You take some healthy risks. You start doing some things that you didn't think you could encompass and start doing. You become that dad, that parent. You become that son. I love my mama, mama's boy. I'm a mama's boy. I love my mom. My mother's going to be 76 in July. She lives downstairs. Mom was always there for me. Mom was always there for me. You can have a million fathers, you always got one mother. Right? Talking about that, and I'm grateful, and I'm gracious, and I watch my friend like Tony. We have that going on. You know, his mom's there, and he's got to do some things that sometimes he don't want to do, and I got to do things like I don't want to do, and you know what? But it's all worth it. It's all worth it. And the preparation that I have, that when God takes the call and says, Mom's got to come with me. I got so many of you that have had the experience already. I got all so many of you that have, listen, that stood up against the war. That stood up and didn't use nothing. See? Didn't make the bad choice. Don't tell me. Listen, you go in the meeting and you put your hand up. I want to hear about, listen, you got to struggle with your children and you lost your kids, you know. Come back and tell us the end of the story. I'm talking about a success story here. There's no failures in this room. We are all winners. Every day above ground is a good day. Every day you don't take something, you got it going on. Every day you walk into a meeting and you put your hand up and you don't walk back into that foul, dark place. It's going to happen for you. Listen, sometimes it's not going to be the way we picture it. It didn't work. Listen, it ain't like how I would really wish it would be. But listen to this. If God was to close my eyes Tomorrow, almost 15 years, it was a good one. Coming from where I came. You dig what I'm saying? I ain't running scared no more in the streets. I ain't pumping my shit with nothing. I ain't doing none of that. And you know what? If you're new, listen, if you're young, check this one out. You're in here and you're like 23 and 22 and 25 and 18 and 17. I was at a convention I did Delaware, the Sunday morning meeting in Delaware a few weeks ago. I met a girl, 15 with 11 months clean. I said, what was your choice of drugs? She says, I shot dope. I said, well, that's my girl. Check that out. You shot dope, did you? She's 15. When did you start? 12. Know the disease for what it is. You really, I see so many young faces. You ain't got to do half of the stuff we did. You're here. They got the world by the balls. Hear what I'm saying. You can do and walk and do whatever you want to do. Become, listen to this, become God created, not who you think you want to create. See? Like that. Listen, God has blessed us and graced us with a form. He knew what he was doing up there, man, wherever he is. Saying, listen, you know what I'm going to do? Once they get that, they wake up, they're going to find out who's the boss. Twelve steps and 12 traditions to a loving God. Third step says God. Fifth step. Sixth, seventh step. 11th step. Second tradition. Think where it's at. They knew it's strategically placed. They know what they're doing. Can't random a random step worker. Just pick the ones I like. And that ain't many. I do 1, 2, 3, cha cha cha. 1, 2, 3, cha. You know what I mean? Sitting on your fourth step, you got 5 years. You're lucky you're clean. Hear what I'm saying? By unloading it, you think you're different. If you think you're unique, you'll die from terminal uniqueness. Nobody's different. It ain't about a black addict or a white addict or a gay addict. Right? Or Spanish Act or HIV. It's about acts and recovery, embracing each other, walking in one path. Right? Staying clean for NA and yourself. Look, I'm going to tell Chesapeake Potomac, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Gracious and grateful. I bottom line. I love you, Chesapeake, Potomac region. I'm an addict named Richie. Thank you.